This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world watched then, it knew, and the world did nothing. We will not stand by and do nothing again. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
All right, that's the president. He's in Israel, or he was in Israel. He's back in the U.S., and he pledged support. You heard it there. He talked about the world not doing enough for the Holocaust and just sitting there and not sitting there this time again. That specifically is what he was addressing there. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. The president's considering $60 billion in assistance for Ukraine, $10 billion for Israel in a supplemental spending request he's going to send to Congress as soon as Friday. But the question becomes, because we know how this whole funding thing works, under our law, Congress, not the executive branch, of course, controls the purse strings, the spending, and we have no Speaker of the House. So while we're watching what's unfolding in Israel, and we see the quick in and out of our president, we also hear about the northern borders of Israel and the fear of the penetration of Hezbollah there, and people at the Gaza Strip, including some Americans, trying to get out and being not let out through a northernmost gate, I'll call it. We watch as all of these things are kind of rapidly unfolding. And the public opinion is, for the most part, really with Israel, but not to the point of, okay, what are we doing here? What's going to happen if this what happens if this explodes into World War III? And people are saying that. People are concerned about that, as they are very concerned for many, for the people that are caught up in the middle of what is happening, right? And knowing that there are so many people that are caught up in this horrible powder keg. In Europe, they've upped the security. In our own country, there's this rising hostility in America. In fact, at the Capitol, there were protests screaming, ceasefire, 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 and over 100 people were arrested as they were in the rotunda. So if you have the tragic stories of those that have been kidnapped, some of them Americans, young people, older people, people that have just disappeared. And then you've got, in the middle of this, this hospital that was ripped apart where 500 people died. Terrible situation. And while the Palestinian state is arguing, many are arguing that that was an Israeli attack, most are looking at this and saying, in looking at this explosion, how this explosion occurred, there's no way it could be that it's really pretty much the backfiring of what would have been a missile from Hamas. So it's sad. I mean, there were kids, there were people that were immediately annihilated in this. And so there's furor over this Gaza hospital blast that took up a lot of conversation overseas and here in the States. And you've got just a flood of opinion all over, of course, social media. You had Biden, who's going to deliver a primetime address on Thursday. Was the trip worth it? Was it a gamble that was worth it? Is it paying off? In Tel Aviv, of course, a big hug with Netanyahu, and he was welcome there. He was welcome to say, we're backing you, and of course, the U.S. is saying that, of course, any of our presidents would have done that. So missiles are raining down on Israel daily. That's the situation. The country borders with Gaza in the south, Lebanon in the north, and it's very volatile. That, again, the best description, powder keg, and other people, I think, have described it as that, too. So the physical dangers are very real, and they were very real for the president on the trip. I mean, look, he's traveling to a country where many people aren't happy about the U.S., and even the current president, although many were embracing his coming to the country for sure, because you know what that relationship has been like. But Israel's reeling from the shock of that vicious Hamas attack, and I think that everybody's on raw emotions. I mean, will this trip be productive? What comes out of this trip? And I think that's part of what the president will say on Thursday, right? And as he was getting ready, as the president was getting ready to leave, there was the reports of the massive explosion at the hospital in Gaza, where hundreds of people were killed. And then who was responsible for the disaster? Was it the Israelis or Hamas, or was it an extremist ally somewhere in Gaza? So as he was boarding, that was a question that was coming up as he was leaving. But I think it was smart to make the trip. Let's see what happens in the wake of that. And then while that's going on, and there's these comments over, okay, aid, the problem is not having a Speaker of the House. Because Jim Jordan lost the second time around. It didn't have enough. It doesn't look like he's going to have enough. And then the question becomes, okay, so how do we operate? I said this the other night, and I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it. We all know it. But the fact is, whoever is the Speaker of the House, they're third in line for the presidency. It is a pivotal position to be in for many, many reasons. And oh, by the way, that's one of them. So there's another vote on Thursday. He did gain a couple more votes because it's about adding up enough votes. So Wednesday's vote, 199 Republicans supported Jordan. 22 votes were scattered with other candidates. 6 Republican representatives changed their votes from the previous day's ballot. 4 of them who had previously supported Jordan shifted to other candidates. 2 who had not supported him voted in his favor. So this becomes this dance of, will you give me the votes? Will you give me the votes or not? And it's easy to see who voted and who didn't vote for him because, of course, it's on the record everywhere. But the fact is, what happens? That's what I want to know. What happens? We get into 21 days without a speaker, and the business of the nation has to be done, and we have to have that person in that role, including when we're talking about any kind of support, any kind of military aid for Israel, which when it comes to aid, and the latest poll that I saw on that on CNBC, 3/4 of Americans say it's either somewhat or very important for the U.S. government to provide military aid to Israel in the war against Hamas. Coming up next, a stop in the man cave.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
It's time to
for my friends in Arizona. I know I got some D-back fans listening. The Philadelphia Phillies lit up the D-backs on Tuesday this week, 10-0. They have a 2-up lead on the Diamondbacks. And boy, oh boy, people are going nuts in the Liberty City. I call it the Liberty City. Because of the bell. The game was so lopsided that the most suspenseful moment came when a fan ran onto the field to celebrate as the game was ending, only to be knocked to the ground by security. There was a lot of oohs and ahs, 45,000 people watching it. It's a very, very big moment, obviously, for the Philadelphia Phillies. They've hit 15 homers in the last four postseason games, the most by any team in a four-game span, and 19 this postseason. They've trailed at the end of only two innings this postseason, the fewest by any team after eight preseason games. I'm a big baseball fan. While you, on the other side of things, have the Astros and the Rangers battling it out in the ALCS, and the Rangers were looking really good, but boy, did they have a rough outing on Wednesday. Max Scherzer was on the mound for Texas for the Rangers, and he let those Rangers down, that's for sure. He made his first appearance in a major league game in 36 days. He was sidelined because of a strained right shoulder, and he struggled to command his slider. And it makes sense because obviously I think the shoulder was 100%. That pitch was such a difference maker for him throughout his entire career. So he got them in a hole, them being his team, the Rangers. They were five runs down by the time he left the game. They did manage to scrape up some runs, and they lost 8-5 to Houston. So they still had the edge 2-1 in that series, but it wasn't to be in that game. So the fans were excited at Globe Life and then disappointed, obviously, in that result. So there's still more to go in both of those series because this is the road to the World Series. The American League, the Astros and the Rangers, and the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies. The games switch now on Thursday. You've got all of the teams playing the four left. The early game is the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. And Philly, like I said, leads that series 2-0. It's in Arizona at Chase Field. There are going to be a lot of people there cheering on their Diamondbacks. And then the evening game is the Astros and the Rangers. So we'll see who ends up in the World Series. Lots of interesting stories when it comes to the world of sports. So when I say, as I say that, here's one that really just chaps people. And you want to talk about divisions. What about the whole Saudis and the LIV Golf Tour 2024? What's happening there? Phil Mickelson is promising that there's going to be more golfers that leave the PGA Tour to join LIV Golf. And he said he's fielding calls from players around the world who are inquiring about joining the Saudi-backed league. They're holding their season-ending team championship at Trump National, which is in Doral in Miami. It's the last of the 14 events in the second year. He says, when I look at LIV, everybody wants to be a part of it, and I think we're going to see more people join that. You have the argument still raging about the PGA and LIV. And, of course, this has to do with money and guaranteed money and what is the reality of, you know, of that. And so many of the PGA players were let down when they heard about this idea that there was this framework deal between the PGA Tour and LIV, because that's the uncertainty, that's the wild card. You know, all of a sudden, everybody who turned down the dough and said, we're not going to go with anything Saudi-backed, then you realize, oh, well, the PGA is trying to get in bed with the Saudis and the LIV Tour in the first place. So I think that there were so many people that were disappointed by that. They probably figure, well, if you can't beat them, join them. So that there is a real possibility that you'll see some very, very big names that will do just that. Big deal with the Aces. Do you know who the Aces are? WNBA. The Las Vegas Aces, they've won back-to-back championships. How about that? They beat the Liberty. And this was a tight final game. The final score, and that was 70-69. So 70-69 it came down to in the again, final game in the WNBA, the championship, and the fact that you have the Aces winning the second straight one is they might have been sort of a favorite among some people, but they actually did it, and they have some really crazy fans. You know, Vegas has become, even in New York, right? So this was in New York, but Vegas has become a huge hotbed for sports in general. And they have their fans, and some of their fans traveled to watch this final game. And four of the ace players were in double figures, and so it was a very big deal, and a lot of people were on hand to see it. It's nice to see that support for the women that were out there trying to get the back-to-back championships. Couple of other stories that popped out for me anyway when we look at what we would talk about here in the man cave if we were hanging out, sitting around. We'd talk about Harden leaving the 76ers. He was a no-show again for practice. So he's been jetting off amid this trade demand. And that's kind of his signature move. Well, I don't want to do this anymore, so I'm skipping. He has gone back to his home in Houston, and that's what he did when he skipped the Sixers media day on October 2nd. So it's the same thing that he's doing again. He was expected at practice on Wednesday, but and the Sixers say they plan to give him the opportunity to explain his unexcused absence before deciding on the proper punishment. Harden said he remains frustrated at the lack of progress towards a trade to the Clippers. But I guess there's a sizable gap in whatever that movement's going to be, because there hasn't been any movement for months. Just conversation, but the conversation doesn't get the job done. So that's the what's at stake here. It's is that he wants to be moved, and he's not. It seems he's not getting it. That's what that's all about. And it doesn't look like it's coming any closer. He's just missing practices. And then they have to come up with some punishment, whatever that punishment is going to be. And it's the people who get kind of jammed up in the middle of this are just the fans. That's what happens. It's the fans always. NFL. A good reminder, don't forget about Tuesday nights. We do our Nail the Score thing. I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You can call up. You don't have to know anything about football. Pick the team that you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. This year I'm giving away 3 gift cards. We're going to have a drawing for people who at least have called in or sent in a guess via the email. And you could be that winner. This week's game, Miami and Philadelphia, is such a close game, almost impossible to call if both play to what they're capable of doing. It could be the best game in the NFL of the week. The first game up, however, because of course we have Thursday night football, is Jacksonville and New Orleans. And I know we got some great people listening in one of my favorite cities, New Orleans. So the Saints are 3-3, and this is a tough one to handicap. New Orleans is favored just by a point. And the Jacksonville Jags, what team are we going to see? What Trevor Lawrence are we going to see? What kind of defense are we going to see? I think this is a tough one. It's going to be a great game. I mean, the over-under on it is only 40, and I think both teams could explode that. I would take the over if I were a betting person. I would take the over on that one. I think we're going to see more points than that for sure. But we'll have all the upsets. We'll have everything that happened, any kind of weird trades or any of that coming up in our future Man Caves. Hang with us. What's it like to drive? Rideshare driver? We're talking to him next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed him.
I wanted to be here today. I want the people of Israel, the people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Netanyahu described Biden's visit as deeply moving. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure 217 votes.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Joins us. He's written a book called Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. And doesn't it just conjure up all kinds of interesting people that he might have met and some crazy stories, I'm sure, that he has to tell? Well, that's exactly what the book is. It takes you on that kind of a ride. So, Charlie, thanks for coming on.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad to be with you today.
What made you decide to be a rideshare driver, and was it what you thought it was going to be when you started?
I was bored 3 days after retirement from a job which I held for over 40 years. I got on the computer and I started looking at different ads that were on the screen, and one said, be a driver for Lyft. So I followed up on that, and 8 days later, I was a driver with Lyft in Austin, Texas, driver number 34, back when Lyft first got to Austin. I suppose there are about 3,400 Lyft drivers in the Austin area now.
Wow.
I got interested in writing the book because after about a year and a half of driving, my wife suggested that I keep a diary and ask passengers or invite them to write something in my diary. A lot of people did. Most of them wrote just a few comments. But when I got three diaries full of information, I went back through it and realized that I could make some pretty good stories out of some of the things that I had encountered with those passengers. So I sat at the computer a few hours every day for 1 month, and I did a complete book. That was at the very end of 2017, part of 2018. So 6 or 8 months later, I decided I would attempt to publish it.
And then voila, there you go. And now you've got it. And, you know, you talk about, I mean, you've had, what, more than 20,000 passengers. It's got to be even more than that number.
Well,
and you've driven for different companies.
Yes. Now, yeah, I've driven for three different companies in the Austin, Central Texas area. And I am now with, let's see, with all three companies, in excess of 12,300 trips. So I figure over 30,000 people now.
Wow. And you
with
have
the pandemic, I'm focusing on delivering food, and I'm going to do that for about the next 6 weeks until this COVID thing calms down. But it seems that delivering food for these companies is even more lucrative than driving passengers. Although I so extremely miss the conversation.
I bet.
Because I love to chat with people.
Yeah, I bet you do. So in chatting with people, you got to tell us a couple of stories. Give us a couple of stories. You told me a story about some girls that you picked up and what kind of a saga that was.
Yeah, outside of San Marcos, I was traveling home about 2:15 one morning, still had the app on, and that was on the road on which we live, and I got a request for a pickup. I went about 2 miles, pulled up to the front of a piece of property, and all there was one flashlight beaming at me. A young man came out and said, "Who are you here to pick up?" And I gave him a name. He said, "I'll be right back," and he walked off into the darkness and came back a minute later with four tipsy young ladies following him. They got into the car, three in the back, one in the front seat, and they were arguing about whose app they were using and who was going to be responsible for paying for the trip. So they saw that after we went about 4 miles, and they started the argument about where they're going to stop to get some food because they were starving at this time of the morning. We decided on the only McDonald's that was open in town. I drove them up. After they decided they weren't going through the drive-thru, I let them out and waited 15 minutes while they stood in line to order their food. They came out still tipsy, got in the car again. The lady in the front seat said, "By the way, Mr. Uber driver, you need to know each one of us lives in a different dormitory." So I said, "Okay, here we go." As I stopped to let a girl out at each of the first three dormitories, the girl who was leaving my car leaned back in and said, "Well, girls, I'll see you in church about 11 o'clock this morning." And being an imp, I decided to respond immediately. "Young lady, after tonight, you need church." And I got to say that three times. That was one of my more interesting trips.
Oh, boy. No kidding.
It
sounds like you just had a blast, though, doing this, and you are having a blast doing it, right?
Well, yes. I have met people from over 80 different countries, and a lot of them have put information into my diary. A lot of people from all over the world come to the Austin area because we're kind of a technological center now. And we have a gigantic outlet mall here in San Marcos. I get a lot of rides from people who are going back either to San Antonio or to Austin who have a trunk full of things for me to carry for them. And I've met people from lots of places in Mexico, Central America, South America, Eastern Europe. You want to hear the Chestahola story?
We want to hear it.
Okay, the Chestahola story is not in this book. It's in the second book. It's on the burner right now, but it's worth telling. Some of the earliest settlers in Texas, back in the white folks, Anglos, that settled in Texas back in the late 1700s and 1800s, were from Poland. They landed in Texas at a port, one of the two or three ports out of the Gulf of Mexico. And they made their way, probably by horse and buggy or by wagon, horse and wagon, to about 25 miles south of San Antonio. And they settled four or five little towns, and in each town they built a church. The people who settled in one place came from Częstochowa, Poland. They named their community in Texas Częstochowa. So 2 years ago, I was in Austin, and I went to a very large apartment complex and picked up two women. I introduced myself. They introduced themselves. I said, where are you ladies from? And the younger woman said, I live here now. I'm working. I'm from Poland. My mother is here visiting. I said, yeah, what part of Poland? And the lady said, oh, my goodness, I'm from Częstochowa. I said, did you know that Częstochowa is in Texas? And it just blew them away. So I gave them my autograph, and I gave them a copy of my book.
Oh, yeah, a little history lesson. How interesting is that? The roots of that town. Yeah.
Wow. Now, one of the stories in the current book is called My Shortest Trip. On a Sunday afternoon, I got called to the east side of the interstate off of Riverside Drive. I went to a B&B, and I picked up a couple, introduced myself, and they got in the car. My name is Charlie. They told me their names. I said, where are you all headed today? And they told me they were going to go to a restaurant. I said, what brings you to Austin? And the man said, this is getting too personal. Stop at the next corner and let us out. That was my shortest trip ever. Three blocks only.
This is too personal.
Here in Austin from New York City.
Oh my God.
Short with their manners and short with their trip.
Boy, no kidding. What do you hope people take away from reading your first one and then eventually your second one, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver?
Well, I hope people will see that driving with one of the rideshare companies is extremely safe, that it's reliable, that the wait time almost everywhere is no more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unlike the taxi cab industry where people wait 2 and 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think that drivers are very interesting. Many of them are retired people who have a long history in the area and who enjoy a good conversation. And they're delighted to be able to drive anywhere from 10 to 30 hours a week.
Yeah, and you're that person, and it's so interesting to see now that delivering food is even more lucrative, and what that's turned into, and that there is always this opportunity. If you reach out and you grab it. All right, Charlie. Most important thing, Charlie Campisi, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. Amazon. They can get the book where else?
Yes, Amazon Prime, Barnes and Noble. They can ask their local bookstore to get them a copy. They can, on Amazon Prime, they can get the Kindle copy of the book for a couple dollars.
Nice. That's perfect reading.
If they wish, they can call me, and I will send them an autographed copy of the book, and then they can just send me a check in return mail.
All right. That sounds good. So that works as well. Charlie, thank you so much. Charlie Campisi, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. We appreciate you sharing your stories with us.
Well, I'm very happy to. More than anything, I enjoy driving the young college students around in Austin and San Marcos. I feel like because of their background and what they had to go through to get to the university, they are very community-minded. They know what community service is. And I tell them all the time that they came to the university to get a good education and to have fun in a safe way, and that I have great faith in them because when they had to do a resume to get into the university, they had to list a number of community service activities. And I tell them, I truly believe in you, and I think that you guys will be the next greatest generation.
Wow, and that's a perfect
message. Many of them tell
me,
not only are you the first person to tell me this, but most of our drivers don't even want to talk with us. so they get a real thrill with me.
So that shows you. All right, Charlie, thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm so excited to introduce you to our next author. Her name is Rita Giordano, and she has put together, I think, such an interesting work when we talk about the Bible, and so many people say they don't understand the Bible. She has this Road of the Faithful series, and this book is called Destiny Star. And you think about the heroes, the heroines in the Bible, the stories, and what does it all mean? And she was a Sunday school teacher for a long time. And even through the eyes of kids, understanding the stories and the journey and what does it all mean and where does it lead us, especially in these times. So we're thrilled to welcome her to Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Rita, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Tell me about the road to you writing this book. How did this come about?
You know, I'm a writer, and I had been writing some things, and I had a vision, and then there were a couple of other things that came up. And when I got started writing the book, I realized that there was so much anger toward Israel. People were saying they need to be broken up and just, you know, basically no longer exist, or at the very best have their own say. And the truth was that in the Word of God, God gave them that land. And he said he gave it to them for forever. And in the Word of God, it also tells us that Jesus is coming back to live in Jerusalem, and he will reign from Jerusalem. And his people are Israeli people.
So it's interesting the timing of this book, just because now we're speaking about it, because of what we're seeing in the world and the confusion in the world. And you say there isn't any confusion if you pay attention to what the Bible says and you understand it better.
Yes. The Lord has made it very clear that he has made an everlasting covenant with Israel and that they are to exist as his people that he has chosen for this purpose. It's not like, oh, they're the favored people and we got to, you know, bow down to them. It is a case of God chooses people for specific jobs. This was their job, to present the word of God and to carry it for many years and protect it. And to also that Jesus was coming out of that nation and he is their relative. And this is not something we want to try to destroy. It's his right. He gave them the land.
Yeah, and in the book you talk about that. You talk about the birth of the nation. You talk about the promise. You talk about the preserving the chosen people. So when you see world events and then you look at the timing of your book, or at least our conversation anyway, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel excited for Israel. And, not that I'm happy that they're going through this. It's all just the word of God being fulfilled. So many people believe that the word of God is nothing but an old book. But if you study the word of God, it is reality. Much of the Bible has a historical reference to this nation. And then there is the covenant between the Lord and the children of Israel. This is always going to exist. We have no choice in this matter. He has every right as the creator of the planet to tell us where he wants his people to live. It is their land that he has given to them in a covenant. And what we're seeing over there, this war and this disgruntled thing has been going on from the beginning of the nation, because there was always somebody angry that they were around. They've been murdered. They've been brought into all kinds of terrible things like slavery, all because God had a blessing on them. And the people around them were angry about it. Well, that's demonic. It's as simple as that. Those are people who are not listening to God and are actually being affected by demonic influence.
When people read your book, you talk about other things, like I said, about the heroes and heroines and, you know, basically so much of the story. And you said to me in an off-air conversation that you saw a lot of miracles, and that absolutely convinced you. There's no question that God was real. Tell us about one of those.
Lots of miracles. Yeah. What are you referring to? The current miracles that I'm experiencing?
Yeah. Give us one, because people always find that fascinating. Yeah.
Well, Sunday I took my husband, he has dementia, I took him to church. While we were in church, as church was beginning to close, my husband had a stroke. It was obvious he was having a stroke. I went to the pastor and I said, "Pastor, there's an event happening with my husband." He went and prayed for him. The church saw it. The congregation gathered around us, and they were praying for him. He was fine. In an hour, there was nothing at all wrong with him. We still had him checked out. The doctors sent him home to where he is right now. He is in a facility. And he was fine. Right in front of my eyes, I saw God change him from having what I considered was a very serious stroke. I'm okay. Is anything wrong with you?
That's a very good thing, for sure. When people read your book, Destiny Star, what do you hope they take away? Which you can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I want them to know Jesus. I want them to understand that the Word of God is truth, that it's not some old book that should be tossed aside and thrown out, that so much of what the Bible is saying is actually what's going on in our world today. We are looking at the Bible being fulfilled. I want them to see Israel as a nation that should exist because God has every right to say, I'm giving people this land for this purpose. I want them to understand that the Word of God isn't that hard to understand. I've created characters in the Bible that are right directly from the Bible that I'm hoping they will see as regular people who fought to fulfill what God had planned for their lives and worked very hard, and they had emotions and they were like us. There was nothing unique about them other than that they were chosen for that moment and that hour to be who they were and to do what God wanted them to do at that time. I really want people to know Jesus.
When you wrote this book, knowing what you know and all the teachings and everything that you've gone through, did you feel like it poured out of you? Because what a big undertaking.
Yeah, no, it just poured out of me. I had had a vision that concerned the book of Joshua, so I had sat down and written the story of Joshua for my own edification. It just try to kind of understand the vision. But then when I wrote it, I thought it was so enjoyable. And then at that time, everybody was saying, divide up Israel, don't let it go on, and a lot of anti-Semitism, and I couldn't abide that because I know what God feels about that. I just sat down and started writing it from the place where the Lord spoke to Abraham and says, I'm going to make of you a great nation, and many people would be blessed by your seed. And this has happened. Even the nations that are not Israeli, the ones that were his children by another woman after his wife died, those nations are a blessing. Those nations have the opportunity to work for God instead of against him and against the people that were the chosen seed of Abraham. Jesus has set up his, he will be setting up his kingdom. He has a nation and he wants it involved in what he's doing. And we can't fight God. It's foolishness to fight against God.
Wow, so interesting what you've packed in the book. You got another book coming out in the series, Story of Jesus' Life. That'll be the next one. And you're also the author of another book, too, as well. So you have been incredibly busy. When we look at the first one that you put out there, Aftershock, you look at that, and then you look at the direction that you're headed in with this series. You can get all of Rita's upcoming books and the current book, Destiny Star, like I mentioned, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Rita, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate your asking me.
Thank you, friends. Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.